This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Do you receive answers to your prayers about as often as you see a big smile on the face of an untipped waiter? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the joy of receiving answers to prayer. The Bible reveals 4 basic principles that are necessary for effective prayer. 1. Pray in Jesus' name. Jesus told his disciples, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." We can enter into the very presence of God by a new and living way. Jesus said, "I am the way." For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. If we want God to hear and answer our prayers, we must pray in Jesus' name. Secondly, pray in the will of God. Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." God is our loving Heavenly Father, and He knows what is best for us. He says yes, no, or wait. Our attitude is, "Not my will, but thine." Third, prayer should be in accordance with His power. Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." As a young Christian, I was challenged by Dawson Trotman when he said, "Are you praying for continence or are you praying for toys?" We rarely give God a chance to demonstrate His power because of our small prayers. Fourth, prayer should be specific. Ask great things of God. Expect great things from God. Pray about everything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The Bible tells of 3 hindrances to prayer. First of all, sin in the life. "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." The Bible says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." It is difficult to fellowship with God in prayer if we are out of fellowship with Him. Sin must be confessed and forsaken. A second hindrance is unbelief. "And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." The Bible says, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord." God delights to answer the prayer of faith. A third hindrance to prayer is not being in the Word of God. Proverbs 28:9, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination." Jesus said, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." These principles, these warnings, these directions for prayer are not meant to be obstacles to our lives, but stepping stones in power in prayer. God wants us to pray. He waits for us to pray. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. May God bless you as you pour out your heart to Him in prayer.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship